futures continued higher Tuesday, although less steeply. Agricultural producer sentiment continued to decline last month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 4th of August. Surging wholesale beef prices helped lift live cattle. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.84 higher Tuesday afternoon at $285.84 a hundredweight. Select was $4.11 higher at $267.49. Live cattle futures closed an average of 50 cents higher, from 25 cents higher at the back to $1.12 higher at the front, except for 10 cents lower in the back contract. Feeder cattle futures were buoyed by lower corn futures. They closed an average of 59 cents higher, except for an average of 17 cents lower in the back two contracts. Grain futures trended lower with the weekly crop progress report, profit taking, and the lack of follow-through support for wheat. Corn futures closed 6 to 8 cents lower through new crop contracts, then mostly unchanged to fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 22 to 33 cents lower through August of 22, and then mostly 15 to 16 cents lower. Negotiated cash pig cattle trade was limited on light demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. In the Western Corn Belt, there were a few live sales at $125 a hundredweight. Trade was mostly inactive on light demand in the Southern Plains. Calves and feeder cattle continued higher at the weekly Tuesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steer and heifer calves traded mostly steady, with instances of $4 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 3,006 head. Also in Missouri, at Keenesville Livestock Auction, steers and heifers sold steady with instances of $5 higher. There are 1,731 head on offer. Finally, at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, steers lighter than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher, while heifers sold steady. There were 1,603 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market trend and highlights in the weekly Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. It's free. Just go to calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday on strong earnings reports. The S&P 500 hit a record level. Investors will be looking for this week's report on jobs data to gauge the strength of the recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 278 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 36 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 80 points. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer leveled off after 2 months of sharp declines, down 3 points in July to a reading of 134. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, this month's sentiment index marks the lowest barometer reading since July of 2020 and marks a return to sentiment readings observed from much of 2017 through 2019. He explains producer sentiment regarding their farm's financial condition was more optimistic when prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat were surging last fall, winter, and early spring. Still, he says, recent sentiment readings suggest farmers remain cautiously optimistic about financial conditions on their farms. The index of current conditions was down 6 points to a reading of 143, primarily as a result of weakened principal crop prices. The index of future expectations was down 2 points to a reading of 130. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' responses to a telephone survey. This month's survey was conducted between July 19th and 23rd. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 4th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for